Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Good evening, family. What's up? Welcome to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Renetta Barber, and tonight it's the originator versus the duplicator. So we're going to be jamming to an original song versus my favorite cover of that song. I hope everyone had a fantastic week. I'm really excited because next week is my one-year anniversary of Soul Tracks of Our Lives. So I can't believe it's been a whole year in a minute. And I'm going to be celebrating next Monday with the favorite oldies that you sent to me that you like to listen to. So I'm going to play your selections next week. I appreciate all the suggestions coming in. I appreciate all the love and the support over this past year. So please join me because I promise we're going to have a funky good time. But tonight, let's get it popping. Here we go.
Thank you. telling you I'm not going. You're the best man I'll ever know. There's no way I can ever go. No, no, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free.
So that was Jennifer Hudson, who I didn't think anybody could top Jennifer Holliday, and nobody can, but she gave it her best effort. I can still see her singing that song from her Oscar-winning performance in Dreamgirls. And before that, the originator, the remarkable Miss Jennifer Holliday with her Tony Award-winning performance. We also heard Whitney Houston's incredible rendition of I'm Every Woman. I always remember that video where Whitney was gloriously with Childs, her sweet Bobby Chris. Both of you ladies, gone too soon, but always and forever in our hearts with I'm Every Woman. And of course, we started with the magnificent Chaka Khan, doing her thing. Here's a thought. A pretty face gets old. A nice body will change. But a good woman will always be a good woman.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you. hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. And we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're gonna do the finish rough. It's the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city, working for my man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleep, and I was worrying about the way the things might have been. They went
Tina Turner right now. I could just see Tina and the I Kept, hands out, hair going back, hair going forward, and Tina and them legs working it. Proud Mary and the Originators, Creedence Clearwater Revival, one of my all-time favorite Rossiano with his extraordinary interpretation of Light My Fire. And we started with the Originators, the Doors, and I played the long version because radio never plays the long version. I worked the Doors during my Electra days and had so much fun. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. Want to give shout out to my beautiful Aunt Nona, who turned 91 years young on May 19th, and to the Honorable Malcolm X, whose born day was also on the 19th, and he would have been 92 years young. Next up, Creepin'.
Staying so to my dream, hey.
I'll never
true love and joy and faith and all my strength. I'll give to you, darling. My love is yours exclusively to enjoy any way you want to.
But it's one thing I want you to remember. If you ever leave me, I believe I'll go insane. Darling, I'll never hear the bells again.
I'm for real.
All-time favorite male vocalist Phil Perry and the incomparable Will Downing with Baby I'm For Real. And before that, the Originators is the Originals, but we had a little mix up and you heard the Bells, but the vibe is still right there, so it's all good. Mm-hmm. Before that, we heard Luther Vandross, the phenomenal Luther Vandross, and the Originator, the Master Blaster himself, Stevie Wonder with Creepin'. A reminder to get those favorite oldies into me this week. Hit me up on Facebook, follow me on Twitter or Instagram, or email me at withasong@aol.com. Next up, Hello Like Before.
Hello like before. I'd never come here if I'd known that you were here. I must admit though that it's nice to see you, dear. You look like you've been doing well. Hello like before. I hope we've grown, 'cause we were only children then. For laughs, I guess we both can say I knew you when. But then again, that's kiss and tell. I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be now. Thank you.
guess we both can say I knew you when. But then again, that's kiss and tell. Yes, I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be now.
Hello, like before. I'd never come here if I'd known that you were here. I must admit, though, that it's nice to see you, dear. You look like you've been doing well. I hope we've grown, 'cause we were only children then. For laughs, I guess we both can say I knew you when. But then again, that's kiss and tell. Hello, like before. I guess it's different, 'cause we know each other now. I guess I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be now. Then again, that's kiss and tell. Hello, like before. I guess it's different, 'cause we know each other now. I guess I've always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be now.
Okay, I don't know if I can talk over these planes, but I had to get that in. That was Whitney Houston's rendition of the Star Spangled Banner. And before that, the man who I think started the trend of incredible renditions of the national anthem, the marvelous Marvin Gaye, who performed that song at the 1983 NBA All-Star Game. And when he performed it, we all felt like we were at a Marvin Gaye concert, sexy as you know what. And then we also heard John Lucien with his sexy rendition and the originator himself, Bill Withers, with Hello Like Before. Now, there's still a couple of songs, several songs, and I'm not sure if I'm going to have enough time, but I also got to say this. One of my favorite channels is, one of my favorite shows, I'm sorry, is MSNBC's The Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell, which rumor has it's going to be canceled as of June the 4th. If that happens, I'm done with MSNBC, and that means no more Joy Reid or Rachel Maddow, who I'm crazy about both of them. There's an online petition. They have almost 200,000 signatures. Just look up Google Save the Last Word with Lawrence O'Donnell. But there's also a viewer comment line. You can call 212-664-4444. I called it twice today, and I'm going to call every day until June 4th. Till these knuckleheads come to their senses. It's time for us to make our voices heard in every way that we can, and it seems like anybody that talks about 45, there's a blowback. So like I always say, don't talk about it, be about it. Next up on Broadway.
Always magic in the air.
that was the Originators, the Drifters, and George Benson's funky version of On Broadway. Before we wrap up the show tonight, I got to send out prayers and condolences to all the victims in Manchester, England. At last count, 19 have died and over 50 people injured. Father God, please give us strength. When is this madness going to stop? On a lighter note, my last two songs are going to be Otis Redding, who's the originator of Respect. And I use this word lightly, the duplicator, the queen of soul, Miss Aretha Franklin. I don't think so. She took this song and made it her national anthem. But I got a great story to share with you. My boss, Shaki Abdul, got this story from Al Bell. Al Bell says that the incomparable Al Bell, the man who led Stax to great heights, he says that Aretha heard Otis sing Respect, and she told Otis that he wasn't putting enough soul into that jam. And Otis looked at her rather incredulously, like, excuse me? So he told her, if you think you can do a better job, handle your business, sister. So she calls him a few days later, says she's doing a concert in Memphis, and she wants him to come check it out. He goes check out the show, and after the first two bars of Aretha's version of Respect, Otis told her after the show, you ain't never got to worry about me ever, ever singing this song again. It's yours. And the rest is history. I don't know how many times we've heard that song, and every time I hear it, I'm singing it like it's the first time I heard it. So all the way to the bank, that's Aretha. The originator is, it should be Riri. And the duplicator is Otis. I'm just saying. Anyway, I want to also remind everybody to tune in next week for my anniversary show, which will be 2 hours, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Surprises, great songs. And just remember this, happiness is an inside job. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Be kind. I love you madly. See ya.
When I come home, hey, 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 hey. Bye.